You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Disarming Honesty. I always get really excited and I talk really fast. And when I first launched my podcast, my mother-in-law was like, "Can you talk slower?" And I was like, "Is this a dare? Is this a triple dog dare?" So obviously I work on it, and you can forgive me knowing that when I am speaking so fast, it's just out of excitement. But it is something that I am intentionally working on, as you can tell from this episode. Also, something that gets me very excited is books. Reading books. I started writing a book. Maybe this is the first announcement that I'm doing that. Maybe it's not. I started reading Play Bigger, which I've had for a long time. And it's written by one of my favorite authors or favorite books, Christopher Lockhead. He wrote Niche Down. And so this is actually, I think Russell Brunson has hired these authors to come and teach in his coaching programs about niching down. And the really interesting thing about Play Bigger is I had intentions to share a lot of the learning with you, kind of like a book report. But as I got more into the book, I actually found that I wanted to read along as I was listening. So I picture it, it's a audiobook, and I have the physical book. And they say, science, right? Scientists say that when you can listen to audio and read words, then you will retain it more. So I think that's another reason I need to start working on my show notes of my podcast for those people who would like to read as they listen, right? But one of the most biggest takeaways of Play Bigger is the possibility of it is more prevalent now than it's ever been before. And what I mean by that is the power of cross promotion and the power of bringing two things together that didn't exist before. And we've seen that a lot in the world. One of the examples that the book gives is the brand Bird's Eye. And Bird's Eye is a frozen food company, but they actually are the ones who invented freezer food. There wasn't a market for it, and they didn't want to waste products, so they started having their food scientist test out freezer food. And now we wouldn't even think twice about it, right? We also know from nutritionists and food scientists that sometimes having food from the freezer, like vegetables, is more nutritious than canned food. So while they both exist, this right Bird's Eye really came out strong and designed a new category and didn't necessarily push out canned foods. There's a place for canned foods, but it innovated. And Play Bigger talks a lot about innovation. And I was introduced to this through the Russell Brunson world. And Russell Brunson talks about how 18 years ago he was talking about sales funnels and no one else was talking about it. And now it's like a thing, right? It's becoming more mainstream. So I truly believe that you're going to be having experiences in your life that are going to prepare you to make that crossover of innovation and being in the right place at the right time for those level 10 opportunities is the goal, right? Being able to identify them and know that's what you want to move on. So if you're looking kind of for inspiration in terms of innovation and you believe you already have a unique perspective on your business, I would encourage you to read Play Bigger. I think it also will remind you how important it is for you to niche down in your business. So you're not just another photographer, you're not just another essential oils consultant, you're not just another coach or ads agency, Facebook ads agency, that you actually, maybe you've niched and innovated by who you serve or the products that you actually offer. So I hope you guys are well. Screenshot this, tag me on Instagram, let's talk about it. Love you guys, peace out.